last day of final exams here at Hallelujah Aquatic Academy. As you know, our academy is committed to knowing God more deeply and understanding Him more completely. Today, our top five seniors will be completing their final exam under the sea. Yes, the God Squad will be diving down into the Father's beautiful ocean to discover ways to know Him better. So let's send them off with a big academy cheer. Send-off. And here they are, the top five seniors at Hallelujah Aquatic Academy. They have one more exam ahead of them. Their task is to learn as much as they can about God through His underwater world. They'll be diving in this supersonic submarine. Each time they dive deeper, the questions will become more difficult. If they pass, they'll graduate. If they fail, they'll have to repeat another year here at the Academy. So let's congratulate them, starting with Wanda Pointer. Come on down here, Wanda.
I'm ready to go, Professor Gale.
Excellent. You're assigned to our computer GPS radar station.
Gee, I'm not sure that's such a good idea, Professor. I get lost a lot.
Precisely why you're in charge of keeping the sub on track. Wanda, take your station. Wanda, you're headed the wrong way. The sub is over here, honey.
Sorry.
Next, we have Casey and Taylor Bickerman, two identical twins with identical outstanding grades. Congratulations, girls.
I'm getting in the sub next.
No, I'm getting in the sub next.
Me!
No, me!
Me! No, me!
Girls, you can both get in the sub at the same time. It's a very large door. Casey, you're on Periscope. Taylor, you're on sonar. Next, we have T.J. Fretmeister, our expedition reporter. Do you have your underwater video camera ready, T.J.?
I charged it this morning, Professor, but what if the batteries run out?
We have reserves, T.J. No worries. And finally, the captain of the God Squad, who will steer our submarine, Jonas P. Joppa.
Jonas?
Yes, Jonas. Mr. Joppa got the highest grade on the written exam this year, and now he must prove himself at the wheel of our sub.
But Jonas is always breaking the rules.
You said if he doesn't obey one more time, he'd get expelled.
Yes, that's true, but Jonas assured me he can be trusted this time. Right, Jonas?
That's right, Professor. You can count on me.
Hey, is that true, Jonas? Are you really going to obey the rules this time?
I'm going to obey my rules, T.J. You can count on me.
God Squad, man your stations. And the rest of you students here on shore, stay close to our two transmitters. We'll be sending you reports of everything we learn from under the sea. Amber?
Yes, sir.
Jordan?
Yes, sir.
You two will run our transmitters. Keep the microphones open and the speakers turned up. There is so much we have to learn about God. We're pressed. Let's go.
I'm
Sub to shore. Do you read us?
Loud and clear, Professor. Is everyone okay?
We've arrived safely, having descended to our first deck. We'll get back to you shortly. Over and out. God Squad, attention. It's time for your first exam question. How can we know our Heavenly Father? In what ways does God reveal Himself to us?
Well, I always thought we could see God around us.
I think it's much more important to hear God.
I say seeing.
Well, I say hearing.
Seeing! Hearing!
I can't see or hear God. The water is awfully murky out here.
There's nothing in my periscope. And I don't hear anything on my sonar. We're too far from the shore.
Gee, Professor, how can we know God when God seems so far away?
Students, God is the one we turn to when we need help to feel His presence. Sub to shore, we have a report. We are seeking God down here. Casey, Taylor, let's ask God to open our eyes and our ears.
Professor, I hope.
Excellent. Now share your observations, Casey. Tell us what you hear, Taylor.
I see brilliant pools of fish all swimming together.
I hear pairs of leaping dolphins. They're actually laughing.
Starfish shine. Seahorses race.
Lobsters dance. Clams applaud.
God's world is wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you girls finally agree. So, up the shore. Do you read?
We read, Professor. Starfish shine. Lobsters dance.
God's world is wonderful.
It most certainly is. We're sending TJ's videotape to you, to your monitors. Everybody look, everybody listen, and celebrate what God has done. Excellent work, girls. You sought God's eyes and ears when your own failed you. And most surprising of all, you agreed on what you saw and heard. You both receive an A.
Nice work, sister. Right back at you.
Now it's time to dive much deeper. Jonas, chart our course downward.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, TJ, we're getting close to where we can break out and have some fun.
Break out? But we're locked inside a supersonic titanium machine.
To see what I have planned.
Jonas!
Okay, Jonas, now level the sub. Students, what new things can we learn at this step?
It's gotten a lot darker down here. I'm having trouble seeing anything in my periscope. And the only thing I hear on my earphones is blub, blub, blub.
I think that's my stomach. Can we take a snack break, Professor G? There's nothing down here.
Hey, look, everybody. There's something on my radar screen.
What do you see, Wanda?
I see lines, arrows, instructions, and warnings. I know we can't see very much right now, but this screen is telling us where to go and where not to go.
Hey, that's kind of like the Bible, isn't it, Professor?
Correct. The Bible is our own personal radar. It can guide us even when we don't know what lies ahead. But it only works when you really know God's words.
Everyone, I'm at the wheel and we are going down.
Whoa!
Jonas, not so fast. We're descending too quickly.
I'm getting scared.
I'm getting dizzy.
I'm getting sick.
Jonas, bring this sub to a stop immediately.
Next stop, the ocean floor. We'll arrive 10 minutes ahead of schedule.
That was a really irresponsible thing to do, Jonas. You could have hurt someone, maybe damaged the submarine itself.
But you said we were all supposed to dive deeper. I was just following instructions.
You were just doing what you wanted to do.
Yeah, like you always do.
You promised not to break any rules this time, Jonas. It's time for the last exam question. I need to know I can trust you.
You can count on me. What's the question?
Can you collect any specific evidence on how God works in our lives?
collect evidence, that means we'll be able to go outside the sub?
That's right. You and TJ will take a short exploratory swim. But these are dark waters. There's a number of potential dangers. That's why God has laid out rules to keep us safe.
Don't worry. I know how to take care of myself. Nothing bad will happen.
That's not the way it works, Jonas. There are always consequences when we disobey God.
Always?
Always. Let me tell you what happened to somebody a long time ago who disobeyed God. I think all of us... understand the importance of following God's rules? Do you know what He wants you to do?
Yeah, stay home.
No, TJ. He wants you to be brave and try new things. But He wants you to be safe. So are you both ready to dive?
100%. More like 72 3/4.
Oh, don't worry, TJ. Jonas is a very experienced diver. You can count on him.
I was afraid of that.
Well, let's get you into your diving equipment. Casey, Taylor, go get the gear.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Now, kids, there are two important rules. First, you must always stick together. No one can go swimming off by themselves. Is that clear?
Perfectly. I'll stick to Jonas like a barnacle on a beluga.
And rule number two, you must not swim beyond the coral reef.
Coral reef, that's not very far at all.
There are dangerous waters beyond the coral reef. That boundary is for your own safety. Understand?
Understood.
All right, Wanda, prepare the compression chamber at the rear of the sock.
Okay.
Casey and Taylor, you'll track their swim. Are the periscope and sonar ready?
Aye, aye, sir.
Transmitters 1 and 2, are you ready? Jonas?
Aye, aye, sir.
TJ?
Aye, 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 aye.
Then let the dive begin.
Shore to swimmers.
What do you see?
I see evidence of God everywhere I look.
You don't sound so scared anymore, TJ.
I'm too amazed to be scared.
And I see the coral reef. God made us. I'll go check it out. What don't you do? Jonas is heading straight for the coral reef.
He set a collision course.
Jonas! Do not cross the coral reef.
I'm just going to take a closer look. Are you with me, TJ? Remember, we're supposed to stick together.
But if I go with you, I break one rule. If I don't, I break the other.
Choice is yours.
I'm coming. I won't let you go alone, Jonas. I'm swimming as fast as I can.
Jonas, stop. Can you hear me?
He's turned off his microphone, Professor Gill.
I can do whatever I want now. Jonas P. Joppa doesn't listen to anyone but himself.
Thank you. That's great news.
Thanks for your help, everyone.
The storm's getting better, but the clouds haven't lifted yet. We'll keep you posted. Over and out.
Hey, TJ Jonas, we're so glad you're okay.
Thanks. I am too.
Jonas, I...
Wait, Professor, before you even start, I was wrong. I disobeyed. And just like the guy in the Bible, a lot of bad things happened, and they happened because of me.
Yes, they did. You not only put yourself, but your friends in great danger.
I know. I'm so sorry, but I don't expect anyone to forgive me.
That's where you're wrong, Jonas. If I know your friends, they've already forgiven you. And I know God is waiting to forgive you, too.
God, well, how do you know that?
We know that God is ready to forgive anyone who admits they've done wrong. And we know this because God sent His Son to die on the cross so our sins would be forgiven. You can start over. It's like being baptized in the clear blue waters around us. You can have a new life. Today we've learned that we can know God through His world and His word. But finally, we've learned we know we can know God through how He changes each heart. Redeemed lives reflect our Lord, the Redeemer.
I want to change. I want to be forgiven.
Well, you have to do that.
Thank you.
Sub the shore, water that.
It's been a whale of a day, God Squad. Let's chart a course toward home.
Aye, aye, sir.
Academy seniors, I've calculated your scores, and I'm pleased to announce you've all passed with honors. Congratulations, God Squad. You've graduated.
Great, great. Thank you very much.